questions, call on you. We are recording now. Start off with Zach Buchanan.
Hey, Zach, hope you're feeling okay. Just what have you been told about your injury and your timeline for getting back?
Yeah, thanks. I think it's, from my understanding, it's a very mild strain of the, I don't know the name. It's basically the lateral hamstring. I don't know the correct anatomical name. But just like a mild grade one strain of the lateral hamstring. Timeline, I'm not really sure. But feels decent walking around, not in a, really a lot of pain, more just like a little bit of discomfort, just some tenderness, but nothing, you know, no grabbing, no, you know, really, you know, tough pain that's unbearable.
I know we haven't seen any roster move or anything yet. Is there a chance that you wouldn't have to go on the IL?
I mean, I'm always fighting to, you know, not miss any time. That hasn't really been discussed yet. I'm sure they're probably still trying to figure it out. But, you know, I don't know what's going to happen.
Mike Barron?
Zach, Torrey said last night you felt it maybe on one pitch. Was that it, or did it bother you at all before that?
Yeah, I'd felt it not the pitch that had come out, the pitch before. I think it was a 0-2 or 1-2 changeup to Flores. And I just had, you know, I thought it was, I had something similar in 19 in my left hamstring. So I was, you know, hoping it was kind of a cramp, little spasm or whatever, but it felt pretty similar. And so I was like, all right, let me see if I can just make one more pitch and try and, you know, get it out, you know, put them away. And it just felt the same. That's when I, you know, kind of called the trainers out and was like, yeah, this doesn't feel right.
When you on that second pitch, when you kind of went to the ground there, it seems like your body language, you're just so frustrated that, you know, you had just gotten back from something and to feel something again. Is that kind of how you were feeling?
Yeah. I mean, it was, I was on the ground cause I thought Vogt was actually coming up to throw. So it was kind of like when I pushed off the mound, it grabbed. And then in the process of that, I was trying to get out of the way. It was just kind of, but yeah, it was more just frustrating, if anything, just, you know, was out for a while and then, you know, started to, you know, feel like I was getting in the groove, you know, back to, you know, start sharpening things up. And then, you know, this pops up. So it is what it is, I guess.
Anything else for Zach? Jack Summers?
Zach, prior to the injury, it looked like, you're having a little bit of a tough time last night with command and control. What do you think was happening there? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
I mean, I think, you know, I felt good. I felt like I had, you know, everything was sharp. Felt like I had pretty decent stuff last night. Just missing pitches. You know, those 0-2, 1-2 counts that turned into walks, you know, or being ahead in the count, to behind the count. I think just the inability to kind of put those guys away last night was really the most frustrating thing. I mean, I feel like I had good stuff. That's, I think, what's even more frustrating is that I felt like I was, you know, could make some pitches, just, you know, wasn't really executing them.
Sometimes when your stuff is that sharp or that good, I shouldn't say sharp, but, you know, was it moving a lot on you and more than normal? And that was why it was a little bit difficult to command it in those tough counts?
I mean, not necessarily. It more so just, I felt crisp. I felt the ball was coming out of my hand. You know, how I would like it to, you know, felt like I was able to kind of repeat, you know, the delivery arm, you know, arm slot, that window that I was talking about trying to get to. Like, I felt like I could do that. Just was kind of really unable to make an adjustment.
Nick Becoro?
I'm actually good, Zach. Thanks.
Anyone else have anything for Zach? All right. Thanks, Zach.
Thanks.
Thanks, Zach. Thanks,
Zach. We'll be open for Torrey. We'll be back in a few minutes with Torrey. Next questions? Start off with Nick Becoro.
Hey, Tori, we talked to Zach a little bit ago. He made it sound like it was a mild strain, but I see you guys just put him on the injured list. What are you thinking in terms of a realistic timetable?
Hard to say. It was a mild grade one. Zach is very resilient. Put a timetable on, it's going to be a little bit dangerous because, you know, obviously I think the most of our medical team and Zach's ability to recover. So I don't know that answer, but I think we're very fortunate that it's nothing more serious than what we got. And I appreciate him speaking up. It was two pitches and he did a good job of expressing himself to the medical staff. And I got that information and it was the right time to get him off the field. And I think we dodged a bullet.
It's a grade one. Is that what the strain is?
Yeah, it's a mild grade one.
Go ahead, Nick.
What is the thinking with adding the third catcher?
Yeah, I think it gives me a little flexibility, a little game flexibility. And I don't necessarily know, and this is what I explained to Doc in my conversation with him earlier this afternoon. I haven't got a chance to figure out what it's going to look like with who's going to catch what game and all that stuff. But he's here. He's going to get an opportunity to catch. He was having a nice year in Reno, just over 100 at-bats, close to a 900 OPS. So he was doing a lot of things right. And we felt like he deserved this opportunity.
Zach, again.
Tori, does having him here maybe free you up to use Dalton in the outfield a little more than you have been so far?
Potentially, yeah. I want to give Dalton as many opportunities as possible to continue to get at bats, continue to gain experience, and he's a very talented player. We're going to continue to teach and coach and allow him to reach that potential. And I feel like giving him some at bats right now, if and if possible, outside of being one of our catchers, I think, I'm going to try and figure out a way to maneuver him into the outfield as well. Yes.
Tori, what have you made of his approach? It kind of feels like there's times where it kind of seems like he goes up there sometimes without one. I don't know how that compares to what he looked like in the minors. If he was always just such a good hitter, he's able to kind of get away with that, but it seems like he's behind in counts a lot up here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a couple different layers to where he's at for me. And, I can build in excuses for him and say that, he's in this particular place because for this reason, but, I think fundamentally, his swing at times earlier in the year when he had some other opportunities wasn't necessarily fundamentally sound, but his hand position, his balance, his bat speed, just showing certain components of being under control, I think you're going to translate this time around. So even though the results haven't been there, I know you got a base hit last night. I think it was ruled a base hit. Last time I looked up at the scoreboard, it was. I think he's going to continue learning and growing. The charging part of his approach has been eliminated. I can guarantee you that he walks up there and has an approach. I'm not charging approach, but the charging fundamental where he was rushing out there to that front side has been eliminated. So he's growing and learning all the time. But I guarantee you he has an approach to barrel up the baseball. We just want there to be length through the zone, him use the whole field. Those are the conversations that we're having. And he's going to get there. He's a special talent.
Jack Summers.
Tori, have you received many reports on Stuart Fairchild? And also, what do you remember from him in spring training?
I do read some reports. I know that he was hurt. For a few weeks. I know he hit a home run the other day, and I know that his swing and his consistency is getting better. What I remember about him from spring training is he's got a ton of potential. He's got a ton of bat speed, and we just got to continue tapping into that. And I think, you know, where he's at right now, AAA, growing and learning, is going to be, you know, exactly where he needs to be. And with a very unlimited potential for the future.
Do you have any opinions on how he profiles defensively?
I do not know officially, other than what my eyes have told me. So I don't know some of the metrics, but I do know that he seemed to be very comfortable out there, and he was moving around very, very well.
Go ahead, Zach.
Tori, with Gallen, I feel like when Bum got hurt and came out a month ago, you might have used similar phrasing. You guys felt you dodged a bullet, and it's obviously it's been a month and he's still working back. Are you more confident with Gallen that you guys will avoid an absence that long this time?
Well done, Zach. I like that one. That was good. Appreciate that. you know, I just tell you what the way I feel, and I'm as honest as I possibly can be. So I know getting back to Bum's going to, he's going to throw in the AZL on Monday, try and get him up to 50 pitches, 50, 55 pitches. You know, I just give you the information as I get it. And I don't try to sugarcoat anything. I told you, I think I said with Bum, it could potentially be a quick turnaround. And unfortunately it wasn't. We got to get these athletes asymptomatic and get them pain-free. And I think in Bum's case, he was not pain-free. So, you know, sometimes I speculate a little bit, but it's the information I'm gathering. You know, Zach Gallen, I think he's shown a lot of resiliency. He's had a lot of moments where he's been banged up this year and spent some time on the disabled list, and he's turned around quicker than we all thought each time. So I'm going to continue to remain optimistic in this situation. So I don't know what the timetable is, but I do know Zach, and I know that he has had something very, what he explained to me, he's had something very similar, and maybe even a little bit greater discomfort a couple of years ago, I think in 19, and he was pitching through it. But I think we're going to be a little cautious this time, and we should hopefully get him back out there as soon as possible.
Barry Bloom.
Hey, Tari.
Hi, Bear.
Hey, on Zach, following, what's this? This is his third time on the disabled list, or fourth, right?
I think it's his third.
Yeah.
I could be mistaken. So third.
And it's also with that, those were various arm injuries, right? So it's like, right. At what point do all of these link up together, and the compensation of what he's doing to help, you know, alleviate maybe pressure on his arm is causing other injuries? And when do you get to the point where you say, hey, you know, this is a lost season until we can shut it down and get it right?
Yeah, I don't think we're there yet. Real good questions all the way through, because I know there's a tracking component to a pitcher and the way it's all linked together. You know, if your foot bothers you, inevitably your shoulders will start bothering you because you're changing your mechanics. So I think your question was targeted in that area. Do I think they're connected? I think the broken bone was a freak accident that happened because, you know, pitchers weren't able to hit last year. We pick up a bat, he takes a couple swings and doesn't barrel up a baseball, and it's just a freak thing. And I also will chalk up the arm injury or the arm discomfort following that, for a second stint on the DL was, you know, in an area where, he probably hadn't built up and had the amount of time on the mound last year. And then it was a quick ramp up and trying to get him up to par with missing some time last year. You know, this one, I can't explain this one. You know, it's a very uncommon injury for a pitcher and his push leg. And I don't know, I don't want to make excuses, but last year, you know, number of guys missed time. The entire league missed time. And there's a lot of soft tissue injuries, but not necessarily falling into that category with each of the Zach's injuries. I don't think they're connected. I think they're independent of one another. He's asking his body to do a lot. He goes hard. He practices hard. And I think that's something that we need to monitor in here as well. Those are discussions that we're having, where we're going to limit some of the activity and some of the practice that he walks through each day, because he's a great practice player. We got to be smart about that.
Let's do two more here with Nick, and then we'll follow up with Zach.
Tori, was it the first time you guys have done these pop up drills on the field pregame in a while, or has that been a thing you've been doing regularly?
This is the first time today since spring training. So our priority lies in, you know, more of the pitcher's fielding practice. We'll get out and do that more often in our pregame. This is the first time, and it's self-explanatory. You guys understand the reason why we're out there today.
Go ahead, Zach.
Tori, just on that subject, with that ball in right field last night, I think after that, we saw you kind of duck into the tunnel a little bit. Was that kind of just to get a private moment to vent some frustration? And related question, have you ever – I don't think you've done this season, but have you considered, like, if something like that keeps happening, just benching players who are not coming up in those obvious situations?
Yeah, I need a little time to myself, for sure. And I think there's things I need to do in private. As far as benching players, I think there's a progression that leads to that. You know, I will allow things to happen a certain way for a certain length of time. But through that progression, there's a couple warning shots beforehand. And I've done that, but I haven't gotten to the point where I say, if it happens again, I'm going to bench you. And not necessarily in this particular situation. So there's a few people in this situation where I felt like we didn't communicate, or we didn't have first steps to the baseball that were satisfactory. So I think our coaches did a really good job of delivering some really key messages today before they went out there and did it. They're doing it right. I left that drill to come in here, and when I left, it was done right. But as far as your question is about benching a player, I haven't had to quite get there, because through that progression, I think it's gotten better about halfway through. And the final piece of that is a benching. But I've had discussions where I've had to tell guys tighten it up or else, and they have.
We'll squeeze the last one in here with Jack.
Tori, yesterday, I think we spoke a little bit about Eduardo, and you said that you would look to piggyback a day off for him with the with the Monday off day. So we kind of speculated that he'd be off either Sunday or Tuesday, but he's out of the lineup today that I saw. So has that plan changed, or is he going to miss a couple of games, or what can you tell us there?
Yeah, we'll deal with this situation day to day. Yeah, I just felt like it did change a little bit, and he'll be available off the bench today.
All right. Thank you, Tori. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, guys.